Example 26. I'm wasting my life stuck in traffic. Example. I live in a big city with millions of people, and the traffic is terrible. I commute over an hour each way to and from my place of employment, and that's when things are going well. But there are times when I'm stuck in traffic for hours because of road construction or an accident. I guess I could try to find a home that's closer to my work, but there are so many things for me to consider. It isn't easy to find everything my family and I want in a house that at the same time is near enough to my work to make that much difference. But I feel like I'm wasting my life sitting in traffic. No matter what it is that people desire, one of the greatest hindrances that slows the process of receiving it and sometimes keeps them from ever obtaining it is their fixation upon where they stand in relationship to where they want to be. People will say, I want to be over there, but here I am over here. And since here, where they stand, is so easy for them to observe, it usually dominates the bulk of the vibrations that they offer. Well, you may be thinking, yes, but this is a situation where I really am here, and I would really rather be there, and I can't physically pick myself up and transport myself to another location. But we want you to understand that whether you want to be well from your place of sickness, or slender from your place of fatness, or rich from your place of poverty, or flowing in traffic rather than stuck in traffic, the dynamics of creation are the same. When you want something and you believe that having it will make you feel good, if right now you feel bad, you're not moving toward what you want. You have to feel good now, no matter what the conditions are, or the conditions cannot improve. You must make peace, so to speak, with where you are to allow yourself to move to a place you would rather be. People often worry that making peace with an unpleasant situation is equivalent to giving in and accepting it, so that now the unwanted will only remain longer. But that's not what happens at all. When you make peace with where you are, you feel better, or turn downstream, so to speak, and flow toward what you do want. Whenever you writhe in discomfort or whine and complain, you're turned upstream and away from what you want for the duration of your discomfort. The more you complain about traffic, the more you prevent improvement in your situation. Some would say that traffic is what it is, so your experience within it is not in your control. But there's nothing that affects you over which you have no control. However, you cannot affect positive change from your position of lack. Any action that's taken from a place of negative emotion will not yield positive results. If you're able to bring yourself from a position of discomfort into a peaceful position of feeling good, even though no outside condition has changed, in a short time the outside condition must change. If you continue to observe an unpleasant condition, making no effort to find a better feeling way of seeing it, the condition will not only not improve, but the law of attraction will bring further evidence to support it. The things you are observing cannot change until you see them in a different way. Many people say, give me more money, and then I'll feel more prosperous. We say you must feel more prosperous, and then more money will come. The key to deliberate creation is simply to decide how you want to feel and then to figure out a way to feel that way now. And when you do, everything around you will acquiesce to your newfound basis of attraction. The powerful law of attraction is utterly cooperative and absolutely precise. A clear route or path from where you are to where you want to be is always available. But when you're feeling negative emotion, you cannot find it. As you consistently feel good, your timing will improve. New ideas will occur to you, road improvements that have been bogged down in committees will be freed up, work projects you have wanted will show up around the corner, your employer will tell you that he wants you to work from your home, the resources of the universe are vast and unlimited, and now you have access to them. So begin where you are and reach for improved feeling thoughts. For instance, why would I choose to live in a place where I spend all of my time sitting here breathing in fumes? I can hardly bear to sit here. I want to abandon my car and just run off into the bushes. We have offered this exaggerated example of how some feel as they're stuck in traffic in order to amplify something significant. The way you're feeling right now as you're stuck in traffic is rarely only because you're right now stuck in traffic. In other words, those who are pleased with how life is going, happy in their relationships, thriving financially, feeling good in their bodies, are not nearly as bothered about being stuck in traffic as others who are out there hanging on the raw and ragged edge of life regarding other aspects of their life experience. However, no matter how you feel or how bad it is, and no matter what the reasons are why you feel so bad, your work is still exactly the same. From where you are, make an effort to feel just a little bit of relief. If your discomfort as you're stuck in traffic is really only a feeling of frustration because you're stuck in traffic, you'll be able to easily bring yourself to a better feeling place. And as you do so consistently, day after day, while you're sitting in slow-moving traffic, you'll begin to receive impulses that will serve you. Your timing as you enter the roadways will improve. Your impulse to exit the freeway and take the surface roads for a distance will serve you. In your state of alignment, you'll begin to move with other drivers in a sort of cosmic dance that you will find amazing and exhilarating. The entire universe cooperates with you when you're in the flow of your own vibrational stream. For example, I think that I'll use this time to ponder some important things. Since thinking is more important than action, I'll use this time of not much action to think. It's fun to observe other people in the cars around me. It's sort of like going to a party where you can see other people in other conversations even though you're not personally conversing with them. It's fun to guess what they're discussing or what their life's about. I enjoy the wide variety of people, vehicles, and stories that surround me in traffic. I like the idea of using my own thoughts to create my own story. I like the idea of my story radiating out of me and out of my vehicle. It's fun to get tuned into my best feeling self and then notice the other drivers that notice me. It may very well turn out that my favorite part of life is slowly moving down this freeway, watching the evidence of my own vibrational offering. And here's a new dilemma for a future discussion. I sometimes miss the slow-moving traffic during which I did my very best thinking. This is the end of CD 6.